Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this February 4th. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:36 a.m. And you know, today is Momentous Monday. Yes, we hope that your morning is off to a momentous start. We hope that you had an incredible weekend. What beautiful weather. You just could not have asked for any more optimal weather than we had this weekend. And I tell you what, we enjoyed every single bit of the weekend. I want to just take a moment this morning. Let me just remind all of you who are driving in, getting your work day, school day started, please be careful and slow down. Make sure that you're getting through those school zones and slowing down. Every single morning we encounter just something that makes us want to remind yourself to stay engaged. Kids everywhere walking to school, really with headsets on and not paying attention. Make sure that you're watching out for school kids that are walking, standing at bus stops, and waiting to get there, crossing those school zones. Please slow down. Stay engaged. Make sure that you help watch out for our kids as well as others on the road on this momentous Monday. Also, DC, I want to just take a moment to thank all of those people who came out and helped us to celebrate our Aunt Elnora Martin's life and her legacy. We had her burial on Thursday, and there were so many people that took part in making her home going just what she wanted it to be. So we want to thank all of those people, so many people to thank, and I don't want to forget anyone, but we want to thank the good folks at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. We want to thank the pastor. We want to thank Pastor Tom Hamilton and his entire staff, most especially Ms. Charlene Rachel, who, you know what, she said, the things that I am doing on behalf of our church. And this is the way we roll. This is the way that we do it. And there were no stones left unturned. Everything was simply excellent. And so we want to thank all of the people who helped in making her services what she wanted them to be. And one of the things that I have been able to really just kind of step back and ponder after everything was over, it was a beautiful day, and we carried out her wishes really to the letter. And one of the things that I started thinking about, a lot of people had a lot to say as we talked about how she had really not only planned for life, but she had planned for death. And a lot of people said, you know what, I just don't have the heart to do what she did. And for the people that are left to carry out those wishes, I just didn't know how challenging it would be, because there is always going to be somebody that is going to interject what they thought that the person would have wanted. And so the best thing for every single person is to write that vision and make it plain. And when you do that, everything is right on point. And you see, I really want to thank Miss Linda King, who did the programs very quickly, very short notice, but such a spirit of excellence. Every single person that had anything to do with the services just showed up with such excellence. And I cannot say enough about Robinson Family Mortuary. From A to Z, professionalism and excellence at its best. So when you get all of the people together, you get all of the right people at the right place at the right time, things just happen, and they happen with excellence. And again, we cannot say enough about the Grace Home at Cabrini Hospital. Nothing but excellence. I just want to thank every single person that prayed, every single person that came, that sent notes, every single person. And I want to thank my aunt's home church, Nazarene Baptist Church. I think it's Second Nazarene Baptist Church. Pastor Blade and his lovely wife and daughter for coming, and for everyone just doing exactly what she wanted. We want to thank Reverend Dearbone, who was the MC for the funeral, D.C. He was absolutely
excellent job.
Amazing. And every
and he sang.
And every single person that had come in contact with our aunt knew exactly what she wanted. And it was so hilarious. At the beginning of the service, he stood up, Pastor Dearbone did, before the church, and he said, "I just want to let you all know that we can't start on time." And everybody was just sort of looking around and saying, "Well, what in the world's up with that?" And he said, "She said to me many, many years ago that she wanted to be late for her own funeral because she was always late. She was always at least 5 minutes late." And so I just take solace this momentous Monday. You know, this morning, we just need, I don't know about you, but we need a lot of momentum, because once everything is over, it kind of comes down on you. But this momentous Monday, we celebrate the life and the legacy of Elnora Martin, and we celebrate all of you who helped us to make her last wishes just what she wanted them to be. And so we thank all of the people who came out in celebration. We thank our family, and we thank all of you who prayed, because that is the most essential thing, and we just can't say thank you enough. And DC, I hope I have not forgotten anybody, because if I have forgotten to call your name, please charge it to my head and not our hearts, because we are eternally grateful for every single act of kindness that every person displayed. And, you know, we'll be talking about it a lot in the future, about planning for death, because it is something that is inevitable. And when you have a plan, it just makes it better for the family. There are always going to be those people that say, "Well, why did you do this? And why did you do that?" Well, everything we did was with her plan in mind, not our plan. And I want to just give a shout out to my sissy traveling back to Illinois, who came from Illinois many, many days and has spent this time with our family, has taken off work, and to be there as we all helped our aunt transition into the afterlife. And she is on her way traveling home, and we just pray for safe travel, for her safety as she travels about the highway, and hope that there's no inclement weather on the way. But again, thank you to all who showed up. It was a wonderful celebration, and it was just the most beautiful day that you could have ever hoped for. And it was a beautiful weekend. And so not only did we celebrate her life, we celebrated the weekend, and we celebrated just time together. And that's what it's about. So if you're traveling in this morning and you need just a little bit of momentum, we want to say, you know what? It doesn't matter how the morning starts. It matters what's coming out of your mouth. You need to stand up and declare that you are going to have a momentous Monday. If you're just getting started, it's 7:44. You're on point. We're going to take a quick break, and we're back right after this.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, your momentous Monday started, it's 7:49. Today is February 4th, and this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. For any questions about home, auto, or life insurance, Rosa Fields has an incredible team in place. You can phone them by dialing 318-487-1881. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply log on to www.hicksonhasit.com. Now, if you're just joining the show on this momentous Monday, you're trying to
crawl out of bed and get going after the momentous Super Bowl 47 down in the Big Easy, down in New Orleans. D.C., momentum was a word that they used continually last night, and people are trying to get their momentum this morning, I know, after that incredible game.
Yes, it was.
D.C., well, you said it. I said to you last week, I said, who are you thinking is going to take it all? And you said, well, you know, the pundits are saying the 49ers, but I don't know. You said it could be anybody's game. And it ended up going down to the wire. It was just as you called it. It was anybody's game. I tell you what, it was an incredible, incredible Super Bowl from start to finish. From start to finish. And I tell you, we sat and from the beginning all the way through, and I think a lot of people were hoping that Ray Lewis would go out with the Lombardi Trophy just as he had wanted and he had hoped and prayed. And at the beginning of the game, all you could hear he and his teammates chanting was, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." And I believe that that was the beginning of the momentum that set the tone for the game. But you said it all along. You said it could be anybody's game.
Yes, I did. And, I mean, you know, it was just one of those situations, Carlette, where I really did not know who was going to win the game. I really didn't know how to pick who was going to win. Because although it looked like the 49ers had the manpower, and they really did, and they showed, you know, when they came on after the second half, you know, when they came on, they started imposing their will on Baltimore. And, you know, it was just the grace of God that they were able to hold that lead and beat them.
Absolutely.
Because had they had a little bit more time, you know, had time not run out, they would have, you know, the 49ers would have come back on them. But the thing that impressed me about the whole game, because I love really good competitive games like this, I did not only did I not know who was going to win the game, I did not know who was going to win the game until it was over. That's what a good game it was.
Absolutely.
It was like until the final second, you really didn't know if the 49ers were going to win or Baltimore was going to win.
And you know what? It was one of those just – it was so intense and so electrifying that it held you from start to finish. It wasn't one of those games where you just wanted to go to sleep on.
Absolutely.
Nothing like that. And I'm going to tell you, the young Colin Kaepernick, he really showed his prowess last night. Not only did he run, that's my computer. Not only did he run, but I mean, he was just so on point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's got a rocket launcher on.
You've always said that.
Absolutely. And he's got some serious accuracy, and he's dangerous with his legs. I mean,
absolutely.
He is probably one of the most, probably going to be the absolute most dangerous quarterback in the NFL, because he has a super long stride. I mean, he is actually running a lot faster than what he looked.
Yes.
Because he's a big, tall guy. He is deadly.
And he set a Super Bowl record running for a 15-yard touchdown, the longest touchdown run by a quarterback.
That's amazing.
Yeah, just 15 yards. Yeah,
that just sounds like wow.
It doesn't even sound like a record, but it actually was. And for his first Super Bowl, he was more poised than I thought he would be.
He did really, really well.
I mean, you can just see the swag of the 49ers coming back. You know, that dynasty.
Absolutely.
That they have built is come back.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, after halftime, when they took that 36-minute break, I mean, it was almost like the momentum switched from one team to the other. And it was like the 49ers just started marching back. Like, I mean, especially after Ray Rice fumbled that ball and quick touchdown. I mean, that was some scary stuff for the Baltimore Ravens and the Baltimore Raven fans.
Absolutely. When Ray Rice put that ball on the carpet, it was like, what's up with that? It was like the tide had just I mean, you could just see he was like, what in the world has happened?
And at that point, you're actually thinking, can the Ravens hold them off?
Yeah.
And if they had not gotten the points that they had gotten
mm-hmm.
in the first half, because they took off good. They needed every point
mm-hmm.
to win.
Mm-hmm.
They needed every point, because had they been up by maybe 1 point or something like that, the other team would have and you think about this, Carlette, if they wouldn't have gone for two and they would have probably
mm-hmm.
needed a field goal or something like that.
That was a difference maker.
It was a lot of mm-hmm. things that could have happened to change the game. I mean, it was a very, very interesting game. And when I saw Baltimore go for that fake,
oh man,
I just thought that was just an excellent opportunity to do a fake. And it showed that they had confidence in the team. And I really thought that, even though they didn't make it,
mm-hmm.
That was an excellent time to go for a fake.
And the momentum, we're talking momentum. The momentum just, it was up and down. It was literally like being on a roller coaster.
Yes, it was. It was an exciting game. I watched.
We were screaming.
Very rarely do I watch a game from start to finish
uh-huh.
where I don't want to even take a break
uh-huh.
to miss anything. As a matter of fact, I sat through the blackout patiently waiting
uh-huh.
for the game to start, because that's how interesting it was
uh-huh.
for me. And I mean, for true sports fans, you know, you just wanted to see it, because you know this blackout is finna cause some problems.
Absolutely.
It's about to cause some problems, you know, and for real sports enthusiasts, No, I'm not going to be able to rest on that.
No. And I tell you one thing, there was nothing more beautiful than to see Jacoby Jones run that kick back.
Oh, it was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, 108 yards. They thought it was a record. Then they had to come back, and they said, well, it tied the record, 108 yards. But
absolutely.
It was absolutely.
But he burned them bad. But you have to give credit to the San Francisco 49ers. After that, he couldn't get past
the
15-yard line.
Oh, yeah.
They started crushing.
Hey, you know what? The 49ers played some serious defense.
Oh, man, they played a wonderful game.
And even though we were super excited for Ray Lewis, because we really understood that prayer was what really ruled the day. But Ray Lewis wasn't really a big factor in the game.
I mean, you know, Ray's presence is just mm-hmm. all you need. But I'm going to tell you, Ray was praying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people thought Ray was going to lose. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I could not decide who was going to win this game.
Uh-huh.
Because it reminded me so much of the Foreman-Ali fight.
And you said that.
You know, because everybody thought that when you look at it on paper, Foreman is going to kill Ali.
Uh-huh.
But Ali got over in Africa and tapped into some spiritual stuff and just looked like he became Superman.
Absolutely.
And the Holy Ghost gave him the ropey-dope.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he beat Big George.
Yeah, it was just an incredible game to watch. But we cannot say enough about the Harbaugh brothers.
Oh, man. It's class. That's some class. They're fathers to be commended.
Their parents.
Yeah, their parents. That's some classy.
Mm-hmm. Set in the luxury boxes and watched both of their boys, and at the end of the night you knew, well, it's gonna be a Harbaugh, it's gonna win. Yeah.
Absolutely. And
you know, I thought it was interesting when the commentator said, well, what did you say to your brother, what did your brother say to you? He said, I told him, the Ravens coach, he said, Jim, he said, I told him I love him. And he said, I'm sorry, John said, I told him,
John said to Jim,
I love you. And he said, what did he say back to you? And he said, congratulations. And you know, it was just going to be a tough loss either way.
Well, you know, it's almost sort of like it's bittersweet for John, though, because John didn't play pro ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jim played pro ball. You know, he's been getting all the kudos. You know, he's been the man.
Yeah, he's been the golden boy.
Yeah,
so
he's been the golden boy, man. He can do no wrong. But in all realness, though,
uh-huh.
you know that the 49ers are going to win a Super Bowl.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, you know that Jim, his Super Bowl is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he may win two or three in a row, man, because that team looks
mm-hmm.
hot.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin Kaepernick, man, he is a future, serious future player in the NFL, man. I mean, and like I said, if he's doing this as a rookie,
mm-hmm.
just imagine what he's going to be able to do when he's got 3 or 4 years on his belt.
Absolutely. And what I love about Colin Kaepernick was his poise. And one of the things that he talked about was his faith. And, you know, a lot of the tattoos and things that he has, that faith was a big part of this national event. And I think that, you know, to put God right up there on display was just amazing for both teams. And you just sensed that both teams were praying. But what I loved the most, and this is what I got from watching the Super Bowl from Ray Lewis. You know, a lot of people talked about, well, you know, initially the commentators were saying, you know, if you go out and you ask anyone about Ray Lewis, they either love him or hate him. You know, a lot of people feel like he got off. But I believe that that was a turning point in his life, that he got caught up in a bad situation. But really what I saw from his prayers and his demeanor and his poise was that the word is true. And the word says that when you delight yourself in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. And Ray Lewis's desire was to touch that Lombardi trophy one last time and to go out totally and completely on top. And he really, at the end of the day, God really blessed him with the desires of his heart. And that's not just for Ray Lewis. That's for anybody. When you delight yourself in the Lord, he gives you the desires of your heart. And that's why you got to get your momentum going. You're on point, everybody. It's a minute after eight.
Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting.
and the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Taneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. Listen, if it is time for your yearly mammogram, there are still mammograms available and free. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. Diane Kitts at Cabrini Hospital. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show, of course, everybody is trying to get their momentum going on this momentous Monday. And talking about the Super Bowl, I'm thinking it is going to be the conversation at water coolers at work for at least the rest of the week. It was just that great. And can't say enough about the incredible halftime show. Beyoncé put on a show that was just electrifying. It was amazing, and I think that she just felt like, or it seemed like she just felt like she had something to prove. I mean, Destiny's Child popped up. It was absolutely incredible. I mean, you just could not take your eyes off of the stage. But what I love the most is that this was a Super Bowl filled with womanness. I mean, she's got an all-woman's band. I mean, the bass players, the guitar players, I mean, it was just a sight to see. And you know what? And I don't need to say it. Beyoncé is an incredible entertainer, and she was absolutely fierce last night. I mean, it was just a showstopper. It was amazing to see. It was amazing to see Alicia Keys and Jennifer Hudson. It was just a halftime filled with incredibly talented, strong women that put their gifts out there for the world to see on a national stage that was just, it was just amazing. What did you take away from it?
Well, you know, I don't mean to be the, you know.
The what? The heavy?
Yeah. I don't mean to be the heavy, but, you know, I just think, you know, sometimes, you know, you just have to be careful about, you know, because I think it was probably a rated G situation. You know, you just got to be careful.
You thought it was too risque?
Well, you know, I think the get-ups, the, you know, I don't know. I don't really know all that, you know. Now, the old me would have loved it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
You think it was a little bit much?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, what would Jesus think?
Oh, my goodness.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just kind of saying, you know, like, you know, I kind of go into that Pastor Greg mode. Jesus be okay with that performance?
Well, my goodness. Okay, I'm gonna say this about that. They are beautiful women with beautiful bodies.
Right.
And
but I agree with all that. What I'm saying is I really don't know. I hadn't really had a chance to, as I sit here right now, you know, I hadn't really had a chance to process what I really think about it. Now, mm-hmm. as I was sitting there looking to it, I was like, wow, you know, do I really want my 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 7-year-old? I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. So when you ask me, you know, these are the questions that I pose to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would Jesus think about it? Would Jesus be okay with, you know, with that performance? Mm-hmm. Now, you know, Alicia Keys, Jennifer Hudson, I think their performances were completely appropriate.
But I think it was more of a concert-esque kind of
feel. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you put a situation like that, a concert-esque situation like that, where you're bearing things? You know, of course, it wasn't a Janet Jackson moment, but it was quite close. You know, she didn't have a wardrobe malfunction. But what if she would have had a wardrobe malfunction while she was, you know, and something would have come loose and bam, and you got your 6-year-old saying, "What is that, Daddy?" You know, I'm just saying.
You're just saying. I got
it's
you.
Not the way. It's just another way to look at it. So I really, when you ask me how do I feel about it, I think it was the performances were great.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I do. But, you know, there's other aspects of the performance that I don't really know how I feel about. And so the first thing I'm going to say to myself and I'm going to just ask is, what would Jesus say about that? And I'm going to just wait for the answer. Now, you know, Jesus, Jesus might say, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with that." Or Jesus might say, "Now, come on, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, use your common sense. You know, would Jesus let his 5-year-old, 8-year-old watch that performance?" I don't know.
And I tell you one thing, it was a show-stopping performance.
You're trying to get away from it now.
Really,
it's hot.
I am, because that is hot.
Well, it's a complex.
I never, you got a text message that says, "You know what, I'm with DC.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
My 7- and 8-year-olds, wide eyes at halftime. And Trish said, "I turned it off."
But what I'm saying is I have to think about that kind of situation. You know, the Super Bowl is a family event.
That's true.
You know, and we can't just sell out for a dollar. In other words, if we just start, okay, next they'll be in bikinis in the church.
Right.
And everybody's saying, "Well, she's got talent. Might as well. God gave her that talent.
She might as well show it off.
I don't know. Maybe if we had a pastor, we might need to go to some of the clergy on it.
And I think it's kind of like what Lisa Campo was saying on Friday about all of these personalities that women have. Was that
Is that the proper one to let out? All I'm saying is that performance might have been, well, maybe we're just having a situation with those suits, that leather. You know, a leather suit to me, you know, like if you come to bed with a whip and a leather suit on, you know, I know what's about to go down. It's like, you know, it's some old kinky stuff.
Somebody else. A lot of people obviously had a problem with it. Somebody else texts in.
Not the performance, though.
Not the performance. Not the performance.
I mean, just the gear. And really, I had not really completely thought about it, Carlette, until you said, "DC, what do you think?" Okay, now somebody's asking me. Now, I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to just say, "Oh, it was great, blah, blah, blah." I think the performance was great, but I do believe that, and I don't have a problem with Beyonce. I think she does good music. I think she has a lot of God-given talent, and she uses it, and she's become filthy rich. You know, and she should.
Right.
You know, because that's what we're supposed to do with the talent that God gives us, is we should turn it in, you know. He says, you know, go out and, you know, do stuff, multiply, get and give and all that.
Right, right.
So, I don't know. Let me see who this is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I never really just sort of, and I'm looking at their pictures right now, and they're all beautiful women, and they have beautiful bodies, and I never really looked at the other side of that there were young children that were watching that that parents may not have felt comfortable with that, and maybe this will spark a conversation that we are showing too much, that we are going too far, and how far is too far. And a lot of people did take issue with it. And I think that that's why a lot of people felt that even though it was a great performance on Beyonce and Destiny's Child's part, maybe that it didn't leave enough to the imagination.
I didn't hear that. I was asking.
I said maybe it didn't leave enough to the imagination.
What's that, the outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I mean, if it would have been a PG, hold on, man, I can't get my talk.
Well, I understand what you're saying about the rating, and it was a family.
Yeah, it's a family game. You know, there's family people watching.
Mm-hmm.
There's kids watching. You know, there's small kids watching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe, you know, you could have, you know, somebody, if, you know, I was producing that situation, I may say, look, I know that sex sales and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, and if I'm producing a concert where there's nothing but grown folks, I may see that differently. But if I'm producing a situation where I know toddlers and kids and people are going to be emulating that, I just may see that differently because she is talented enough that she doesn't really have to show all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at times I know that, at some, you know, because I don't want to be a stiff neck and be too over the top
right.
with my view. But I think that the Bible says it's a time for all things.
And you just didn't think that that was the time.
I really don't know yet. I'm still processing it. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm leaning toward, you know, if I'm going to be the man who I say I am and I try to be as Christian as I can be, I try to be a Christian. You know, I attend the Word Christian Center with Christian folk there. You know, we do what the Word says do and we try to do the best we can. I have to kind of draw a little line right there mm-hmm. and say, look.
It was a little bit much.
You know, what would Jesus say? And,
well,
know,
Kelly had on a Kelly
what
did Kelly Kelly did does have on a skirt. Kelly did wear a little skirt.
The one that's the more the Kelly not Kelly Rowland. No,
I'm sorry.
She is the one that I think is a Christian
Michelle,
singer.
Michelle.
She sings mm-hmm. Christian music, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
I think I just,
she does.
But I noticed she had the presence of mind to kind of cover up a little bit more, and that's not much better. But it is saying, hey, look, I'm not coming out here like.
I'm not coming out,
you know,
not totally bare, huh?
Right. So she, you know, I mean, so it's one of those situations, Carlette. Well, you know, because let's face it, you know, Beyonce has an immaculate body. She is in
uh-huh.
immaculate shape. She does really, really well.
Especially after birth. I guess that's
you
what
know,
I'm looking
I'm
at.
I'm thinking you definitely want to show that. But being a manager, which I manage you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes you'll put stuff on and I'll say, look, you know, as your husband, I'm cool with that. But as your manager, I don't think that situation is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to police a situation and see into it what's going to happen before it actually goes down.
Right.
And if I was her manager or her publicist, I would have said, look, you could still wear something somewhat provocative, but let's not be over the top provocative
mm-hmm.
to where we're going to have these types of issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's police ourselves instead of having others out there, especially the Christian community,
mm-hmm.
because I would guarantee you that a lot of those folks out there in the Christian community, once they think about it, they may say, you know what? I really don't know how I feel about that either.
Hmm.
It's just one of those things that make you say, yes.
And that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
It was definitely bootylicious in all that. And it was
and there you go.
I mean, it just was, you know. I'm just, you know, I look for the good and I praise it. And I'm looking at these great bodies. I'm looking at this post-pregnancy body and,
right.
And saying, uh-huh.
And you think less flaunt it. But, I mean,
yeah.
You know, it would be interesting to see what clergymen thought about it. Because, you know, sometimes pastors just kind of, you know, they don't really say. It would be interesting to see. As a matter of fact, when I run into somebody today that's a clergy, I may very well ask them. As a mm-hmm. matter of fact, Reverend Larry R. Turner was just on the phone with me, and he was, you know, they're having their revival this week.
Their citywide revival.
Citywide revival, I think, is starting tonight, and that would have been a great question for me to ask him is, you know, what he thought about
uh-huh.
You know, just to get a different perspective
uh-huh.
from somebody who's really in tune with, you know, that.
Well, my goodness, I just did not really.
I'm sorry, but I didn't mean to throw a monkey wrench at you.
Yeah, but it's all good. It's all good. I think that is an interesting perspective, and we've gotten a few texts in that a lot of people really felt the same way. And maybe, just maybe, we have become a society that is so desensitized to sex selling at every level that we look at it and we don't see it for what it is. And then we wonder why our kids end up being and doing and reacting the way that they do. And maybe this conversation, I know it has me, it's made me step back and take pause and take a hard look at it and see it for what it really is, as opposed to maybe my initial thoughts, just seeing beautiful women with great bodies in great shape, taking care of themselves. A woman in her 30s that's just had a baby that still looks fabulous is and wants to let the world know she still looks fabulous, because let's face it, we all would like to look that fabulous after birth. But you know what? All eyes were certainly on the halftime show.
Yeah.
And it was...
Let's get our commercial.
We're going to take a break here, y'all.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Have you been dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic? At American Wholesale Mattress, we can make your dreams come true. And now's the perfect time during the Ergo Adjustable Bed Savings Event. While you're here, check out the new Tempur-Pedic Breeze, the coldest sleeping bed on the market. At American Wholesale Mattress, our Tempur-Pedics are in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, you can stop dreaming of a Tempur-Pedic and start dreaming on one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive next to Subway, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap Mentoring Program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life. Plus, you can get anything wired almost anywhere that you want, whether it's your camp, your RV, your home. Jeremy Clary and Get Wired Satellites can help you, and they can create the most affordable program for you. The number to phone is 318-767-2220. Also, American Wholesale Mattress. Listen, American Wholesale Mattress is not just a mattress store. It is a store where you go into the store and they educate you on how to purchase the best, most affordable, and comfortable mattress for yourself. Now, they've got something called the Perfectly Cool Comfort. And what it is, it's for those people who, like DC, he's always hot. So the bed, what it does is it keeps you extra cool. It is their newest innovation, and it's for people. Listen, they have got something for every single person, and they even have 48 months interest-free financing. All you've got to do, 717 MacArthur Drive is where they're located. Kara and David are always on point. And they spend time to make sure that you get what you need in a mattress. Again, American Wholesale Mattress, 717 MacArthur Drive. Go by and check it out. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. If you've got a new business or an emerging business, the City of Alexandria can help you with anything that you need to help your business to grow. Now, we're back. It's 29 minutes after 8. It's Momentous Monday, and we have had more text messages
and calls
and some emails about Beyoncé's performance, and not just from women, but right. The men had something to say about it.
Yes, we had a gentleman call.
And my question is this: after I started thinking about it, because I really, honestly, I did not. I was looking at the great bodies. I was looking at the fitness level. I wasn't looking at it.
Right, you saw the smoke and mirrors.
I saw the smoke and mirrors. You're absolutely right.
Right.
But you know what? You said something during the break that really made me say, if I had a daughter, if we had a daughter,
right,
would we want her emulating that? Would we want her wanting to go out and dress like that? And so that really begs the question of what are we saying to our young girls?
Absolutely. And the caller, we had a call in, you know, and I'll just say his name is Anthony. He called and said, look, man, I kind of see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And what he added something else to it, and he said, it is not only them. You know, you're seeing cheerleaders and all kinds of, you know, people are just, this is starting to be a part of our culture,
mm-hmm.
where we're starting to say it's okay for you to dress somewhat more provocative to get that shock
mm-hmm.
out of it, that extra boost, mm-hmm. I guess, to make it more interesting to all who watches it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know about this path we're on.
You know, and I think that, you know, I sort of laughed about it, but it is something as parents, and even parents of young ladies, young girls, young women, but we even have to teach our boys how to be in tune with that. And you're finding that more and more teens and tweens are wanting to dress provocatively. And parents that just go along, just as I looked at it and saw,
right.
You know, you just go along.
Right, because it's everywhere. It's in videos. It's all over. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that if the proper audience. I don't know how I feel about that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this part of it, and I think what we're going to have to do, what I'm going to do is put a show together and bring some professionals in
mm-hmm.
and maybe see what they have to say about it. Or if you're out there and you're a clergyman and you would like to speak on this, you know, we would like to get some different perspectives from some different people in and around the community
mm-hmm.
that may say, look, I have some insight into this type of situation. I would like to speak on it. You know, we'll give you a chance to speak on it and enlighten some people. You know, and that's what we do here.
And, you know, as you were saying that, and then Anthony called, and we've got, you know, some text messages of people saying, yes, they had to turn away during the halftime show. You know, it made me think back to last week when we were at our son's school, and they were talking about an event that was coming up, and one of the things that they
right.
asked the parents to do
absolutely
was to make sure that these girls dressed in a way that would be appropriate
for the occasion.
For the occasion.
Because it's not a party.
Right.
Not a record hop. It's a
Oh,
it's
that's
a,
old
it's
school.
A
record
event.
Hop. Those
yeah,
kids probably
hop.
Don't even know what a record hop is.
Well, party you
it's
paid
not
for
a it. Dance. Yeah. yeah. It's they not a dance.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we have really, I think, as a society and as a nation, we've become desensitized. And I felt that desensitization
right.
in myself.
And I just, like I said, I was processing it. And I mean, you know, I've been thinking about it. I thought about it then. And I know if I was 7, 8 years old, I would have been all watching it and would have been happy as a big dog, you know, because I used to like looking in the Sears magazine. I enjoyed that. I was like, yeah, let me look, see how them folk look. Yeah,
well,
that kind of thing.
You know, I think that that
boys
is.
Boys will be boys. Boys will be boys.
That is definitely food for thought, and I think that as parents and as adults alike, we really have to check ourselves and make sure that we, as parents and leaders, are sending the right messages.
It's important.
It is very important for our girls, and that was really a wake-up call for me as well.
Now, with David being 13, you
mm-hmm.
know, and, you know, I didn't really feel, you know, I didn't really feel like with him watching, of course, he didn't really watch it.
No,
he was doing something on his iPad.
Right.
So, I mean, we really didn't, you know.
He was very unengaged.
Oh, he was very unengaged with it. He was in his own thing, and he just wanted to watch the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I guess for other parents whose kids are into music
mm-hmm.
and performing and performance.
And especially, you know, girls, because girls emulate and imitate.
Absolutely.
People like Beyonce.
And if you've got a 13, 14-year-old daughter and she likes to dance and, mm-hmm. you know, and you got the little 13, 14-year-old cat like I was, you know, I'm sorry to tell her, hey, do that deal like Beyonce did.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, let me see you do that.
All right. So.
Let me see. Can you dance? Oh, you can dance. Okay. Let me see. Hold up. Let me see. Can you dance like Beyonce?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, but first you got to dress like her.
That's right. And
you
that's got to get dressed and that's, like her. And that's where it starts.
I mean, I could see myself doing that at 14. You remember how I used to do? Because I was doing it to you. I was trying to run that stuff
we
on you.
We have taken a turn, folks. I don't know where this turn.
Let me see you do the cheer. Get the pom-pom.
Okay. All right. So this is the question that I want to ponder this morning. And I guess it's really in keeping with what we're talking about, why it's important to speak into our kids' lives. And this conversation is the very reason why it is important. And we try to say this to you every single morning as we're getting our kids up and ready for school, but not just in the morning. We have gone on this sort of journey with our son that we're starting to see things and we're starting to notice that if you are not speaking into your children's lives, who they are and who God has told you that they are and who they will ultimately become, then someone else will. This comes with how to dress, how to carry themselves, how to think about issues. It comes with raising our children. Are we doing all that we need to do as parents to speak into our children's lives? That's what we're talking about, and that's what's on point. Stay with us. We're back right after this. Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. So race in now.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back in the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to Momentous Monday. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle Wolf is serving of Oyles Parish. You can phone Kyle and his team, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde, Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart purely dedicated to sheer excellence. The of Oyles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in of Oyles Parish, and Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, if you're just joining this Momentous Monday, it's 8:41, and we're talking about, are we speaking into our kids' lives what we should be? Mm-hmm. Are we speaking into our kids' lives the things that we should be? And DC and I, during the break, are having a conversation back and forth about, I guess, the morals and values and what we're putting into our kids and what we're saying to our kids. And I know that at every stage of our kids' lives, we're speaking into their lives about who they are. And if you're not, you should seriously, seriously start to engage your kids, because we have really, really in the last, I don't know, we've always tried to, but now as our tween has become a teen, we're really, really, and as a man, you're really having to dig down into David II so that he will understand who he is and what he has the potential to be and do.
Absolutely. And how to deal socially with some of the things that are taking place in our society.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. You know, I have to just, you know, take it on a case-by-case situation basis. I mean, you know, I don't know what thing I'm going to have to check him on or what thing I'm going to have a talk with him about. I'm kind of, a lot of things, you know, because I didn't have one before him, it's a lot of things that I deal with as they come up,
mm-hmm.
You know. And so, you know, but, you know, as I sit here, Carlette, I'm kind of wondering, you know, now that I've opened myself up to the question about the attire that she performed in, I'm wondering how I feel about that type of situation, even when it's, I don't know. I mean, I think if I had a daughter,
mm-hmm.
and she was a performer and she had that kind of talent, I don't know if I would want her dressing all provocative like that.
And maybe that is would be the father in you. But
no,
then,
or maybe that's the Christian in me saying, I think that whole get-up was just wrong. To just be out there half-naked.
Right.
I mean, let's just call it what it is. You half-naked.
Exactly.
You half-naked with leather. Not just half-naked in a bikini. Because, you know, you put on a bikini, you go to the pool. You know, we've become accustomed to you having on some type of bikini. Some people like a all-in-one. Some people like a two-piece. It probably depends on your body,
mm-hmm.
you know, on which one you're going to wear. Okay, I get that. But if the person with the bikini on would start shaking and saying, look at this, you know, that presents a whole nother, that's a whole nother situation.
And I guess maybe this morning's conversation will make people really think about what we're accepting.
Right.
And because it has become so acceptable,
right.
We don't look at it as anything other than what it is. I mean, you don't look at it and see that this could be a problem.
Yeah, we just saw a concert. Beyonce is going to be performing. And, I mean, at first, I didn't really think about 7 and 8-year-old kids looking at Beyonce performing. I was just saying, man, I wonder what Beyonce's performing is going to be like. But mm-hmm. then after, when she started performing and into the performance, and I'm watching them, And I'm seeing them, and, you know, as a man, you know, you're having all kinds of thoughts and feelings that you can't even share with anybody but another brother. You know,
right.
you can't even say it to your wife, what's really going on in your head when you see that kind of stuff. You know, I'm almost like Pastor Greg, turn your head. Don't look at it. I'm going to turn my head when that stuff comes up.
Exactly.
You know, because that stuff could really, Corlette, I'm going to tell you, some people have issues with pornography,
right,
and all kinds of things. Those things can act as triggers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's seeing Beyonce, and next thing you know, he's saying, yeah, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Let me go, you know.
Right, right.
Then that other voice starts speaking to you.
Right.
Things start to happen. I mean, I'm going to just keep it real.
And so we really have to.
I'm going to keep the G-code. I'm going to still keep it real.
Right.
But I'm not going to give everything out there.
Right.
But, you know, brothers, I mean, you know, thoughts that go through our heads are probably different than the
thoughts. And I didn't even.
That go, you know.
Right. And I never had that thought.
Suppose you're a sex addict and you're sitting up there and you're trying to recover. Turn it off. You got to turn it off immediately. No,
right.
You really do.
That's right. And I just didn't.
That could provoke you back into old behavior.
Right. That could be something that would push you over the edge.
Absolutely.
And cause you to have a relapse.
Man, that's a lot of stuff, man, that, I mean, and like I said, you know, or you might be, well, I'm going to leave that.
Right, right.
Go ahead with your talk show.
And so you're a mess. You are a mess. And so what we want to say to people this morning is things that we're saying. Look, I'm having to take my coat off. It's got hot in here. I'm going to tell you, when you deal with those deep, deep thinkers, let me just say, you never know what they're thinking. And then they tell you. And then you deal with it. And then it makes you, hopefully, go a little bit deeper in your thought processes. And I can hear people saying, you know what, I had already thought about that because I didn't like it either. And people have texted in and said so.
And then there's some people out there who are saying it's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, you've got people on both sides of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how it is. But, you know, I'm just saying, you know, what I think, feel, and believe, I'm trying to process where I am on it.
Right.
And as I process it, you know, I'm coming to my own conclusion. And that's what everybody has to do.
Right.
You have to come up with your own conclusion about these types of things. And, you know, we do better when we know better.
Absolutely.
The only way we're going to know anything is if we start asking ourselves, how do I feel about this? What do I think?
Mm-hmm.
What would I do in that situation? Would I do that? And that's why these performers get paid that big money.
Absolutely.
Everybody can't go out there and stand out there and do what she did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And
that's a talent.
It is. And I think we just have to harness it. But I think we have to become bigger thinkers. We have to start thinking about more than what meets the eye. And the only way that we can teach our kids and really speak into their lives is if we catch these things for ourselves. And that's the first line of defense, our parents and teachers. And even to that, you know, teachers are wonderful and leaders are wonderful, but we as parents should be the first line of defense for our children. And we have got to start telling them who they are, but not just telling them in a way that they can engage and that they hear us. Because I know that with David, we have really, really had to really work hard the last several months, and we have all through his life, about telling him about who he is and the God-given talents that he has that lie within, and to help him to cultivate that talent and help him to get those things out of himself. And until we do that, and until we teach our kids to be thinkers, we're going to have more kids that are going to grow up to be adults that are going to really be conforming to what society says is okay. You're on point, everybody. We've got to take a break.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain. You can phone her and Bunky by dialing 318-346-2540 or Opelousas 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, I tell you what, we just went places we had no idea we were going this morning. And then it turned again. We got a phone call, and then we got a walk by and a walk in. We got to welcome our new friend, Jackie Brunson, to the OPT Network. Jackie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
And so Jackie said I was listening to the show. She's got some announcements that she wants to make, but she said I was listening to the show. And so what did you think about, Jackie said, I really don't watch the Super Bowl, but we were talking about girls and provocative dressing. And so what were your thoughts on that?
Oh, God. Just, you know, I think that parents are especially for younger girls, they see their girls when they walk out the door.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's like, you know, it needs to start at home for one thing. Mm-hmm. And then we as parents that have daughters, we need to dress appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like back in the day when we was growing up, you just couldn't walk out the house with anything on.
Isn't that true?
And you see your child walking out the door and you still let them go. And then you wonder why people look at them the way that they do.
Wow.
Now, Corlette, Ms. Brunson came by. She didn't come by to give her opinion on it. But we had to ask her how she felt about it. Now, I spoke with Reverend Turner from Christian Love this morning. He's the pastor over at Christian Love. And he had an announcement. We just spoke this morning. And I said, well, Reverend Turner, I can take care of that for you. He said, well, I couldn't find it in here. And then she came in, and it's such a big poster. I said, well, maybe you can tell everybody about you guys' this revival, because I'm going to butcher it.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, you know, it
one thing led to the next.
Led to another. Now we have the lovely Miss Brunson right here is going to go ahead and let everybody out there know about Christian Love and what they've got going on this week.
And so, Jackie, what's up?
Okay, this week, starting on tomorrow night, it's tomorrow night, Monday night and Tuesday night, the 4th and the 5th of February, we'll be having our stewardship revival with Bishop James Dixon of the Community of Faith Church of Houston, Texas. We're asking all you all to come out for the revival. You know, stewardship is a part of all of our lives and all of our leaders and our non-leaders and our present leaders who want to become leaders. Come out to the stewardship revival. it's a great opportunity to learn what a steward is and what is your duties as a steward. And also it's a great opportunity for your just the fellowship as well. We welcome Bishop James Dixon back to us. He was with us last year for our stewardship revival. And we just pray and in God's willing, we'll see you all out there tonight. On tonight, our youth will be opening up for the stewardship revival. And on tomorrow night, on Tuesday night, our inspiration choir will be opening up. But we pray that you all come out and hear a great man of God, Bishop James Dixon, on tomorrow night, Monday and Tuesday, for Christian Love Baptist Church Stewardship Revival with our pastor, Reverend Larry R. Turner.
Man, did Jackie do that or what? She came out and represented. She came out and represented Christian Love.
Now, let me tell you. You know, Reverend Turner called, you know, that's a man who's got some dependable, faithful people.
Uh-huh.
Right there. He called her to drop it. She dropped in here. Now, she didn't know she was going to be on the mic when she came.
Not at all.
She was just coming to bring that poster. But that is what you call a person who can do it all.
Uh-huh.
She can step in.
Hey, that's what stewardship
every pastor
is really
needs
about.
A person like this.
Mm-hmm.
Every pastor.
Absolutely. And that's what stewardship is about. It's about servanthood and it's about serving. And we have gotten away from that as a community and probably even as a church. And so it's powerful that you guys are bringing this incredible man of God in from Texas to minister to the people here. So we hope that people will come out and join Christian Love Center. And what time is it starting?
It starts at 6:30.
It's 6:30 tonight. And the kids, you got to love it. You know, we're talking about speaking into our kids and getting our kids active in the church. You got to really appreciate those parents that allow their kids to be part of what's happening in the church. And we're not seeing a whole lot of it. We've gotten away from it because we have gotten away from those old values. Like you were saying, it was a time where we didn't do that and it was unacceptable and you just didn't do it. And now everything, parents are so accepting, and it has a lot to do with wanting to be friends, I think, with our kids.
A lot of parents, they want to be their friend instead of being their parent. Well, you're not their friend, you're their parent.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep on thinking you're your friend, when they grow up, they're going to treat you just like a friend and have no respect for you at all.
And that's a powerful thought. And, you know, this whole morning, as I said, you know, we just kind of never know what's going to happen right here on the OPT network. But it's something that makes you think. It gives you fruit for thought. And if you're wondering what you're going to do this evening, February 4th and 5th, I'm going to tell you Christian Love Baptist Church is located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard right here in Alexandria under the leadership of Reverend Larry R. Turner. And they're talking about sowing the seed and reaping the harvest. Amen. The guest evangelist is going to be Bishop James Dixon II. And it sounds like it's going to be a powerful time in the Word.
I tell you what, Carlette, they have a beautiful facility over there.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend Larry R. Turner has done a wonderful job of heading that up.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely beautiful.
And
you know,
making
Deuce
a difference.
To go to school right over there. We were passed by it all the time when he was at Feast.
Mm-hmm. And making a difference in the community. It's starting at 6:30. That's going to be Monday and Tuesday tonight. Momentous Monday. So if you need just a little bit more momentum, guess what? You can get it tonight at Christian Love Baptist Church, 3515 Hudson Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. Jackie Brunson, you've been an amazing sport. Thank you for coming in. And thank all of you for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network, where, you know what, thought-provoking thoughts are really what rule the day. We hope that you're having a great morning. We want to remind you to stay engaged. School zones are about to close down at 9 o'clock, but then they open again at 2. Please be careful. Stay engaged. Make sure that you stay on point. And you know what? Remember that we want you to be the change that you want to see. And change starts with you, and it starts with me. For David Christmas, for David II, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a momentous Monday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Have a great day. And if you get down on your knees at night and pray to the Lord, He's gonna make it happen. Make it happen. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network.
Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30.